Maybe the best early career game of Caleb Williams. This might be the best one he's put out there yet. 298 yards, four touchdowns, 68% completions, and a rating of 142. He was special today.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and we thank them very much. We love our partnership with Busey Bank and Great Clips.
Tomorrow we got a host swap, and Thursday we got a show swap. It's kind of a crazy week because we'll be in Vegas on Friday. We'll be there for the Raiders game, man.
Yeah.
With a ton of Bears fans who are going out there, and it's a completely different thing now.
Yeah, Raiders!
I like Lawrence's better. It's a completely different thing now. Give it to me one more
time. It's a completely different thing.
Altogether. because now you win that game, you're 2-2. You're 2-2, and you're
into the bye.
Your season is wide open.
I hate week 5 bye.
It's really early.
I hate it. I mean, both personally and professionally, I hate it. The great thing professionally, though, is that week 5 bye means focus on Cubs playoff.
Which
so that's great for us.
Hopefully those games will be in Chicago, those Cubs playoff games.
Yeah, it's something that Layla and I plan on getting into on the afternoon show tomorrow, because we'll be hosting the afternoon show because Spieg was like, I got to hang with my guy Nico Horner.
Tomorrow, it's Grody and Spiegel and Harris and Harris and Grody and Spiegel, and we're all together, all six of us, or at
all
least three
six of us.
Yeah, we're all together tomorrow at Brick House. You can come over and hang out, right? Is it open to the world?
Yeah, you can come on out and go to the Brick House and have yourself a good time and meet Nico and be a part of all of that.
We got Jed Hoyer on the show tomorrow too.
I saw that. I saw that Jed was going to be on the show. What mm-hmm. the hell, man?
Yeah, there's some questions to ask Jed. Been to Florida lately? Hey, you want to go check on a player?
Is that where he is now? There's a lot of Cubs stuff that has been swept up because there's a lot of cool Bear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cubs stuff is a little scary.
It's a little sketchy.
We'll get to it on both shows. So tomorrow, Spiegs is going to be on the midday show with Marshall and Grody. Layla is going to come and hang out with me here in this time slot, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff.
The thing that's percolating most around the Bearosphere today, I would think, would be the audio of Ben Johnson and the team celebrating together. They have a thing. After Caleb Williams and Tremaine Edmonds were given game balls by the coach yesterday in the clubhouse after the game, the locker room after the game with baseball on the brain.
Clubhouse.
Caleb took the ball and had a third game ball to give to his coach.
First home victory.
So, good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. I like it.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a good breakdown. It is very reminiscent of the Drew Brees breakdowns in huddles. Alex, have you ever seen those?
Yes, I remember before every game he would do one of those.
They're legendary, the stuff that Drew Brees would do. He actually talked a little bit about Caleb yesterday, too.
He did.
Yeah, and it's good to see. It's good to see people talking about the Bears quarterback in a nice way.
Have you heard good, better, best, never let it rest before?
No, I've never heard that. I'm just saying that the cadence of it and his reaction is similar to what Drew Brees would do.
I heard Mully and Haw talking about it this morning that Tim Duncan used to do it. That was attributed to Tim Duncan for a while.
Wow. I've never heard Tim Duncan do it.
Yeah, me neither. Apparently, the quote was attributed that Saint Jerome, anybody?
The guy who did Roquan's contract.
What was his name?
Saint Omni.
Saint Omni. Saint Jerome. He's the one who held up the mirror for Mars Day. Is that Saint Jerome? I could be wrong, but no, it's an actual saint. It's an actual saint that it goes.
How
could that be possible? That it goes back to that. I don't think there's any way it goes back to that.
Isn't Saint Jerome like the I might be messing this up, but isn't that a Croatian parish like right there by White Sox, St. Jerome?
Oh, boy. We're really in trouble now. We really are.
I'm just trying to – I feel like I might have it wrong, but
– You could be right. You could be right about it.
Well, there's a St. Jerome up by up in Rogers Park where I grew up, up on Lunt. Why is that funny?
Oh, my God. I nailed it. St. Jerome Croatian Catholic Church. Over there on 28th and Princeton.
It's just a funny street name, Tony.
By the way,
I definitely didn't say it any differently than I normally would have.
No, not at all. Ordinarily on a Monday in the 5 o'clock hour, you would hear us talking to Jalen Johnson. Yeah. But as Spiegs reported earlier,
I did.
Without vetting it or telling anyone he was going to do it.
Matt, you got to go first.
Journalism is dead.
Jalen Johnson is having surgery today. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him one more time.
No. Who cares? Speaks, how'd it go? How's he feeling?
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
Did
hang
you
on
get that
sec.
Text?
Yeah. No, I got nothing yet.
Send me a PDF of his charts.
His segment with us is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Shout out to St. Jerome.
So I want to ask you about...
Hey, Jerome.
I want to ask you about Dennis Allen's defense. I shared the snap counts earlier, like looking for adjustments that Dennis Allen may or may not have made going into yesterday's game after the pantsing that they took in Detroit, Lawrence. And there's certainly more variety among the defensive ends. Some of that is situational, though, right? Like they had a lead, and you want to release the hounds and get everybody running. So he uses Passignan and Dominique Robinson and even Daniel Hardy late in the game on obvious passing downs.
Let's keep it a buck. How many Bears fans remember that Dominique Robinson was on the team?
Dude, that's a crazy long time for Dominique Robinson. I mean, every year he seems to make the team somehow, which is amazing.
And every year you go and you look and you're like, man, that guy's got some, he's got some skills. And then it never quite comes together for him. He is someone where you go, man, the raw materials are great and the upside is really tantalizing, but yep. It never quite comes together. I thought Montez Sweat was amazing yesterday. And I know that there's only the one sack, but he was putting pressure on Dak Prescott. He got into his face a lot yesterday.
And he only played 58% of the snaps, easily his lowest of the year. Is he more effective with fewer snaps?
That's a great question. Or the reverse, and you brought this up in our meeting today. The reverse, was he motivated by the fact that he got less snaps?
I mean, last week, they didn't affect the quarterback, as Ben said. And if you're Dennis Allen, you got to be embarrassed by that performance. Statistically, the worst one in the history of the Bears organization, right? So then you come out, and it can't be a coincidence that Dio Odengbo had his lowest snap count percentage. Montez Sweat had his lowest snap count percentage. The guys I mentioned played a little bit more. And they were in zone an awful lot yesterday.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Well, how about this? Jared Goff finished last week by going 17 for 17.
Yeah.
And then Dak Prescott started yesterday going 14 for 16. They were 31 of 33 over the course of the last half of last week and the first half of this week. 31 of 33.
And Dak completed for the game 80% of his passes.
But how many of them were underneath?
There was a lot underneath him when CeeDee Lamb goes out of a game that changes the geometry of what it looks like, but the Bears took advantage of that, and that's good.
I wonder if that's by design for Dennis Allen. Looking at what he has now, I'd rather play a lot of man press, but now I don't have Jalen. Now I got to play a lot of zone.
I don't have Kyler.
Right, I got to play a lot of zone and find a way to survive here and rotate my DNs and try to get burst however the hell I can.
It's one of the things that honestly concerns me about this next game is that you ended up playing with a significant lead for a big portion of the second half of that game, which forces them into being one-dimensional. The fact that they were averaging 7.5 yards a carry with one back, with Williams on 10 carries, that's scary to me. It's scary to me that in a game where you're saying like they're going to pass, you know, there's no There's no variety that you have to worry about offensively once you get in late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. If the Raiders, who are not very good, but have a great coach, what are the things that he picks up in film that he can take advantage of? Like, those are and I don't want to get too far ahead, because we'll really get into it on Wednesday and our special show on Friday and all that stuff. But even after once the game is over and once like the celebrating about it was over, I was sitting there going, I wonder what this looks like next week. Is there something to be exploited that the Bears need to do a better job on?
Yeah, it's a better coach. It's a much better coach, as you say. I will say, as we stay in yesterday and bask a little bit more here today on a Bears Monday, once they had the lead, it was nice to see Dennis Allen able to be his creative self. Like, there were a few times he brought eight up to the defensive line and like three would drop back and he brought five. A couple times he brought nine up to the line and four or five dropped off. At one point, on a late third down, he showed eight on the defensive line, and they all went. They all came. It was like, oh my God, it's everybody. That must be so damn fun to play with a lead like that as a creative defensive coordinator.
You can get real feisty when you've got a two or three score lead, and you can mess around and play around and try to mess with the quarterback, who I know that we talked about it earlier, but I wasn't a huge Dak guy when he came out. And as his career has gone on, I've become more and more of a Dak guy. And I look at some of the stuff, like just ball fake stuff that he does, that I think if I'm Caleb, I'm probably looking at tape of him and adding that, because his level of calm on play fakes is something to admire. When he knows he still has it and he kind of acts nonchalant, like I don't have it, I handed the ball off, and then hit you for a 15-yard play down the field. I love watching him quarterback. I just don't think his overall team is very good this year.
Yeah, but they don't seem to be. I wonder how different that game is. We're talking about the defense and Dak. How different is that game if CeeDee Lamb is playing?
I think offensively, Wright, it looks the same for the Bears. I think defensively for the Bears, it looks a lot worse.
I think you're in shootout mode. You're in shootout mode and pressure's ramping up, and Caleb might have had to execute a different kind of thing there in the fourth quarter. Because like Tyreek, who had an unbelievably excellent game yesterday, was on George Pickens most of the time, or at least in the zone, was ending up on George Pickens an awful lot. Nation Wright got burnt quite a bit yesterday.
He didn't have the best day. His tackle numbers are good. Tremaine Edmonds had an amazing day. 15 tackles for him, the two interceptions, obviously. Noah Sewell impresses every time he plays. I know that he got caught in pass coverage last week against Detroit, but I think they have developed a player in Noah Sewell.
I think you're right. Both of them played almost the entire time. In the secondary, all four of the main secondary guys played 100% of the snaps, played every snap. Nate McLeod, his highest snap count, 82%. That means they're in the nickel at least 82% yesterday.
Which gets you excited once Kyler comes back.
Oh, big time. Owens had nine snaps. So were they in the dime nine times, or it might have been nickel with Owens instead of McLeod?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
You can play around with all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, but I agree on Sewell and Edmonds. The thing about Edmonds, that was the Eberflus vision, was that he was going to use his length to get into the passing lanes.
And he did that yesterday
in Eberflus's face,
right there in front of you, partner.